to another episode of the Double Comma Club with your host, Nicole Ruth of the Ruth Team, the number one lending team in Colorado.
Welcome to another edition of Agent Talk. This week, I've got Piper Knoll, who has become a dear friend. She's been in the business for 15 years. She's been with Madison & Company almost 7 years and now has a team of 6 people. She's killing it. But not only is she doing the things that you're supposed to do as a realtor, she's re-engaging in relationship, in humanity. And that's what I want to talk about, because this time is different for all of us. And we're trying to figure out, is the market coming or is it going? Are we peaking up or are we slowing down? How is COVID affecting us every single week? Well, she's got insights to that that I love, and insights into how to be real with her clients. So I want to start out there. Piper, first of all, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you for having me. It's such a pleasure.
One of the things that you said before we started was that one of your biggest lessons learned, and I'm going to steal your thunder because I'm going to share it, and I want you to expound on it, was you learned how to get out of your own way. Would you please kind of expand on that? Because I think that's so relevant in this market.
Yeah, absolutely. I've been in the business for 15 years, as Nicole mentioned. And over that time, it's been a process for me to figure out who I really am and who my clients really expect me to be. And for a long time, I was really trying to be this really proper and really fancy and really not me agent that I thought people wanted. And I wasn't truly who I am. And then when I started to realize that I am actually becoming my own worst enemy and I am holding myself back from success, I started being real with people. My friends like to work with me because this is how I actually am. And my clients become friends because this is how I actually am. And we just started to really build on me showing who I am to people. I've always been a little bit protective of myself and who I am. And once I started to really open up and get out of my own way and stop trying to pretend to be a real estate robot, I really had my business take off.
I love that. And I so agree. And I've noticed, and not to be sexist here, but I've definitely noticed as a woman, as an aging woman, that as I've gotten comfortable in my own skin and comfortable with who I am and opened up, it's actually been more fun, right? It's been more engaging and more exciting to be involved in the business and in relationships, because it's like, it's all the warts and faults and everything else I got going on. It's who it is, which is why I've so enjoyed getting to know you, because you are great at what you do, but you're also very human in every conversation. So let's circle back. So the last 7 months, really more 5 months, have been anything but normal. What biggest lesson learned have you picked up from the last 6 months?
And that's a good place for a break. We'll be back in just a minute.
Your home purchase has a long-term impact on your ability to build financial wealth. We at the Ruth Team will continue to be alongside you well beyond the closing date. Whether helping to refinance a loan, transitioning to your next home, or building multi-generational wealth through investments, we are committed to finding you solutions other lenders can't or simply won't. We look forward to helping you build wealth through real estate by generating passive income for a more financially secure future. Get started today by visiting theruthteam.com. That's theruethteam.com. Your resource for helping you build wealth through real estate.
Lesson I've really picked up in the last sentence is this is the time to double down on communicating with clients and to being the person that's there to care. I was really afraid when the real estate market shut down. I've been doing this for 15 years. I don't have other skill sets. So I cried for 2 days when real estate got shut down. And then I got my poop in a group and figured it out that, you know, I'm just going to start calling my clients. And it was never a sales call. It was my sphere. We have several hundred people that are just our close connectors. And we just started calling everybody. And that call was, hey, how are you? How's your family? Is your job okay? Is the family healthy? How can I help? Is there anything you need? And all of a sudden, that kind of started to turn into a business thing that I did not expect. I went into this really, really expecting to have my year kind of be flat and to really just kind of be done and try to figure out how to provide for my family and hunker down. And it's kind of turned into the opposite just by reaching out and really truly caring about people. If you're in good flow with your clients and if you have a great relationship, they know that's a genuine phone call. None of my clients took it as, oh, you're just calling me to try to sell something. They really took it as, man, you're one of the only people that called me to see how I'm doing. And that was huge.
And that's probably propagating into the next 6 months, because this is it's a busy year for all of us. I mean, we've all gone through a lot of personal change, right, with COVID, trying to figure out who we are in the space. But real estate hasn't really skipped a beat. If anything, it's gotten busier as people have redefined what's important to them. And maybe some of those things that you spent money on before, like vacations. And I know you were traveling all over the United States with the YPN conferences and teachings that you were doing, which I want to hear about that for a second too. But all of that pulls in, and now all of a sudden you're at home and you're rethinking everything about your home life. What are you seeing the next 6 months to be?
You know, I see the next 6 months and probably the next 12 to 18 months being kind of similar to what it is now, work-wise. You know, as long as realtors continue to really protect the industry and protect the people we serve, whether it's our buyers or the sellers, the other people in the transaction, and follow all of the protocol for COVID, the better we do that, the longer we can stay actually working. My big fear right now is that something catastrophic will happen and a seller or a buyer will get sick from, you know, having showings or looking at houses. And that could really impact the real estate market. It could shut us down, quite frankly. So I think if people continue to be really responsible and understand that we have an absolute obligation, not just to ourselves and to our families, but to everybody, to follow these rules, we'll be okay. But in the meantime, you know, for us, we're trying to do as much not in person as possible, which is hard for me because I'm a very much belly-to-belly agent. I love being around people. Realtors are social, so this is really, really hard. So we really transitioned and doubled down on learning the technology to be able to do our business completely virtually. You know, there are some things, obviously, you can't show a house without really being in it, but we're really doing everything we can on our listings to make sure we have great visual photos, we have virtual tours. We're giving as much information as possible for people to make a decision quickly and limit their risk in houses. For us and our clients.
And you're even seeing an uptick. We were talking about some of this change that Denver usually sees around that July 4th holiday and how it shifted a little bit, right? I mean, this year, there's nothing normal about this year. But as that shift happens, you're seeing it. Yes, we slowed down a little bit this weekend, but we're already having more conversations. Chat about that for just a second.
I think statistically in Denver the last 5 years, it's been really clear that the couple of weeks around 4th of July have just been the slowdown. And that's always kind of been attributed to agents are on vacation, lenders are taking some time off, people are on summer vacation. And that's not been the case this year. I think agents, when they get the opportunity to work with clients, it's, yes, how can I service you and how can I help you, regardless of the timing. So that's changed quite a bit. And it was still a little bit slow this year, 4th of July, which was kind of a nice break. I'm glad people took a little bit of a breather on it. But I think we're going to be really back full force for the next couple months. Again, assuming people can be responsible.
I agree. I mean, I think that people, if they want to change, as long as there's inventory to buy into, right, they're going to want to do that before we do have a relapse or a second wave of COVID. So yeah. Let's back into the education for a second, because you do a lot of speaking for YPN, and I know you reinvest constantly in the Realtor Association and in continuing to elevate the game of the realtor. I just would love to kind of start to land this plane, talking about what you give back and really then how it's continued to feed your business.
Sure. So this year I have the privilege of being the chair of the National Association of Realtors Young Professional Network. So I represent all the under 40s across the country in real estate, which has been awesome. I'm not a huge fan of public speaking, but I think I was supposed to be out of town at speaking engagements about 100 days this year. And so COVID happened, and I had two trips. I think I had two or three trips under my belt already. One of them was I went to Vienna to go speak to their real estate association out there, which is pretty amazing. But coming back, everything got shut down. So I've had the majority of my year canceled. But what we did is we took the opportunity to really expand our reach. Instead of saying, well, great, we can't do this anymore. This isn't going to work. We said, great, how can we make this work? So my leadership team with YPN, there's 20 of us across the country, and they're all amazing. We've gone virtual. We have reached more associations, and we've connected with more agents than we possibly could have by being out in the field with people. It's given us the opportunities to visit people and to connect in areas and locations that just honestly we couldn't have got to and couldn't have serviced before. So for us, for YPN, we've been able to take this to the next level and got done virtual. So we're having our big conference, actually. We have our leadership advance coming up in August, and it's going to be virtual this year. So instead of a day and a half in Chicago, it's 3.5 hours on Zoom. So we'll see how that goes. It's going to be a little different, a little content different, but my team is really working on building some extra content to really continue to bring that value and to show that the young professionals, the agents that are, you know, younger in business and younger in age, we're not afraid of this and we're going to do what it takes to push forward. We're not going to make excuses and we're not going to hold our clients back by our lack of moving forward.
So anything, Piper, that you want to say as we depart to kind of maybe help those agents who are looking over the next 6 months, maybe somebody who's building their business, looking for opportunities, what final tips would you give?
Yeah, absolutely. When things start to get slow again, which they will, you need to make sure you're investing in yourself. Education, getting those designations. NAR has amazing classes that you can take. And right now they have a lot of discounts and reductions on those. So get education, do your commitment to excellence, and build your business. Work on your systems. Make sure that when you're ready to go, when business starts coming again, you can pick up right where you left off. And don't neglect your clients. Even if you think they don't want to hear from you, they do. They want to know that you're okay and they want to know that you care. So reach out, keep wearing your masks, wash your hands, wear your gloves, and protect the industry. Please, for all of us.
Thanks, Mom. No, absolutely spot on. Spot on. Piper, thank you so much. This was fabulous as I knew it would be. I just really appreciate your sharing time with us.
Absolutely. It's such a pleasure. Thanks so much.
Right, bye-bye.